worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone is having an absolutely blessed day today. We're staying busy, as always, down here at Health Masters, and we again thank you for your continued support. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for forwarding these shows and getting this truth and information out there, because it is crucial right now that we are trying to wake up as many people as possible. I was excited and intrigued to see what's going on in Michigan. Is a lot of people in Michigan now, if you guys have noticed this, they are not okay with what this unbelievable hardcore leftist liberal Gretchen Whitmer, the governor, has been doing. Hundreds of protesters descended upon the Capitol yesterday, a lot of them carrying rifles, which they can do in Michigan, the open carry state, and demonstrated against Michigan's emergency measure. Lawmakers have now decided, they voted, the lawmakers have voted to bring a lawsuit to challenge Governor Gretchen Whitmer's authority, because essentially when they went up there yesterday and had the rally, she quickly turned around and issued new orders stating that the emergency still exists and they're declaring a new 28-day state of emergency and disaster, which means it pretty much runs through the entire month of May now in Michigan, and they are being basically, they've had enough of it. They're fed up with this nonsense, with these businesses being forced closed. You know, down here in Florida, the blithering idiots, our representatives and our governor, who I haven't been real happy with now recently, have now said that they've extended to May 15th to basically hair salons, pretty much anybody except for restaurants, and restaurants have to be 25% capacity maximum, which, I mean, that's brutal, because now you have to have servers in there to handle it, and in small restaurants, I mean, if you're a server, you're going to get, you know, 2, 3, 4 tables, you know, unless you only bring in 1 or 2 servers. So, I mean, this is very, very odd that they've done down in here. I know numerous people that I've talked to are planning on going to the beach this weekend over in Pinellas. You know, the East Coast is pretty much open, the beaches. Pinellas County still has them closed to the weekend, and there's a lot of people that are planning on going to Pinellas County beaches intentionally to make a point now that this has gotten completely out of hand, and this is nothing more than a power grab by some of these tyrannical governors and mayors of these cities. But this is definitely something interesting to watch, but I'm very glad to see that there's some people that are acting with the civil disobedience that we talked about, because the more people sit back and pretend that everything's going to be okay and we just have to listen to our tyrannical representatives that are technically working for us, even though they're not acting like it, and the more everybody pretends that this is okay, the more they're going to encroach on our civil liberties, and the only way to wake them up is to do exactly what they've been doing in Michigan, especially with Michigan being unbelievably hardcore, locking down everything still. What do you think about all this data up in Michigan right now?
Well, again, it's an artificial conflict. This is what they create. They want to create this. They want to create militias going to the Capitol. They want to create all of this conflict. It's how these guys promote their agenda. Now, am I saying that these guys in Michigan shouldn't do that? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the entire country needs to be doing this, including everybody who listens to this show and who listens to Hagman and who listens to Hodges, and all of us who basically are like-minded in all these different areas need to be on the internet if we're going to be, you know, not be able to go to a Capitol rally like this and telling our friends that this isn't okay. Last night, I had a pastor of a huge mega church basically send me an article that said that now everybody's starting to see that this coronavirus is at this point a fake virus being promoted by the international banks and the media. Now, I'm going to talk about that for just a couple of minutes this morning, because we need to discuss this. Now, the coronavirus itself is real. I'm not going to say it's a fake virus, because it's not fake. But it's not this, you know, C, D, potassium, iodide. I don't know anybody who's been on our protocol that's gotten even a cold or the flu or anything. I mean, since we started this whole thing back in January, talking to you guys about this. It's just that it's so important to maintain your immune system. And that's one of the problems they've had with this coronavirus. Here's what I personally believe. I personally believe this was a bioweapon. I don't believe for one second the Chinese had the technology or the ability to develop it and release it on their own people to kill Chinese. I think that's ludicrous. You think, well, why would you not? Why, you know, wait a minute. Let's flip it. okay, let's go ahead and say Germany's going to develop a bioweapon to kill Germans, and they're going to release it in their own country. You know, you've got to be pretty brain dead to do that. I mean, why would you kill your own populace? What I do believe is that some other organization, be it CIA, MI6, Mossad, working together with the boys at Fort Detrick or some other laboratory that we don't have any idea where it is or what it does. Well, we know what it does, but we don't know how it does it. Using some type of advanced technology, has developed a genome-specific bioweapon, genome, which means it specifically targeted Chinese. And it went in there and just ran razor blades to that whole population as far as death rates. I think that the death rates in China are much higher than they're letting us know. But I also believe that once that virus left China, it mutated. And it doesn't affect us the way it did the Chinese. And I've talked to you guys for years about genome-specific bioweapons, how you can kill Germans, Russians, Jews, French, Italians, anybody, if you specifically target their genome. That's why I warn you guys not to give your blood or DNA testing, DNA sampling, all that, because it gives them material to do testing with to see how it can kill things. In other words, let's say this. You take a blood sample or a saliva sample, and it's still alive, and you basically put it in a petri dish, and you put this virus to it, and the blood doesn't get affected by the virus. Well, you know it's not specific for that blood. And I'm being very, very basic. It's a lot more complicated than that. But so then they find one that also just jumps all over the blood cell and kills it. You go, well, there you go. Now I've got one. And you tweak it, you tweak it, you tweak it until it's specifically designed for certain genes, certain combinations, certain chromosomes, all this stuff. And all of a sudden, now you have a genome-specific bioweapon, specifically towards certain genes for genome. And this is what I believe they did in China. And I believe they're doing this because they wanted to control the hegemony of their dollar, their petrodollar, as an international world currency over the rest of these doggone countries. Because people are starting to wake up. And remember, these guys use communism and capitalism as an engine and as a brake to achieve their new world order under the international bankers. You know, now we can throw the coronavirus operation in because it can be included as part of that brake on the world economy. Again, this helps them to maintain their hegemony over the global financial systems. And this is what they're doing. They're using – yesterday, we went to a Chevrolet dealership. You know, I drive a Silverado truck. Austin has a Ford truck. He's probably going to come over to my side of thinking and get a Silverado next time he trades it, but that's okay. I think they're better trucks. And of course, you got the Dodge guys who have the best engine with the Cummins. It's ridiculous, but you know the looks of the trucks aren't as nice. They don't maintain the resale value as nice. So you got all these different vehicles out there. And so we basically talked to this dealership, and you know the sales are in a toilet. I mean toilet, like T-O-I-L-E-T, toilet. And basically they don't know what to do. You know, 3/4 of their staff doesn't even come in anymore as far as sales guys. And, you know, they're doing – this is a huge dealership, and they're doing, you know, 5 to 10 cars a day. You can't maintain a dealership that's worth $100 million on 5 or 6 or 10 cars a day. It doesn't work that way. These are giant corporations. They've already gone in and got the financial loans now for the payroll. And these things, you know, we found out that the owner has like 20 of these massive dealerships. That's billions of dollars. And now we find out that, you know – this thing's in trouble financially, and now we have to find out how much of that is finance, how much of that is real, how much of that is equity, all that stuff. But I'm not going to ask those questions because that's not my business. Because they're businesses. But the thing about it is that they're like they don't know what to do because on top of everything else, General Motors is on down on strike. They're shut down. They're shut down. You know, they're not producing vehicles, and these guys are basically these big corporate dealerships. When they turn 1,000 units a month, they're designed to run on volume. They're designed to have massive amount of cars coming in and going out with floor planning and everything else every single day. This is what they do. They're based at a certain model. The model's broken. It got broken. They told me yesterday from the doggone strike that General Motors had last fall. Isn't that interesting? The timing on that. They shut those plants down for a couple of months. But they did clear out their pipelines. They did do that as far as the amount of vehicles that were already in transit to the dealerships and the ones that were already sitting on the properties of General Motors waiting to be shipped or waiting to be sold to other dealers. So all of this stuff is being used as a break right now, the coronavirus on capitalism. Now, I want to read you this article again. I read you part of it before, and it was a meeting that took place with the Kun Lee partner, which is one of the founding members of the Federal Reserve, Otto Kahn. Now, remember, Otto Kahn built the second largest home in the United States, only smaller, slightly smaller than the Biltmore estate, his personal residence. And basically, he said that the Kabbalists, now remember, very few people say this, Kabbalists, we talk about the Kabbalah, that these Kabbalist bankers remake the world by creating artificial conflicts and determining the outcome. In other words, they set it up. They set up the Cold War, the War on Terror, the Coronavirus War, all right? Trump declared war on the coronavirus a few weeks ago, if you guys don't remember. I felt like he was going to say, like George Bush did, you're either with the coronavirus or you're with us. I mean, it was one of those. It was that clear. And this left-right divide that holds America in gridlock, like we're going to shut it down, we're going to open it up, we're going to shut it down, we're going to open it up, we're going to shut it down for two more weeks. And this is what they do. They wait until they get the desired outcome of the collapse of the economy to enough where they can put money into the system and not cause hyperinflation. Remember, Kahn was a partner with Jacob Schiff and Warburg in America's most influential banking firm, Cohn-Lieb. Okay? You've got to understand what they're doing. This is the same group that runs the planet. These are the Kabbalists. These are the ones that have their little weird ceremonies in the middle of the night with that snake in the tree thing. You say, why do you always talk about the snake in the tree? Well, the reason I talk about the snake in the tree is because nobody else talks about the snake in the tree. And I really don't care for the snake in the tree. I mean, it's ridiculous that we have to even talk about this, that people believe stuff like this. But Otto Kahn had a dinner meeting, and they were talking about this. And I'm going to quote him partially. He says, you say that Marxism is the antithesis of capitalism or the opposite of capitalism, which is equally sacred to us. In other words, they're telling you that they want communism and they want capitalism together. It is precisely for this reason they are in direct opposites to one another. Now listen to me. One's the gas, one's the brake. They put into our hands the two poles of this planet and allow us to be its axis. In other words, they're holding the planet by its axis and they're controlling the outcomes using communism and capitalism. In other words, they're pushing the gas, pushing the brake. He says these two contraries, like Bolshevism and ourselves, find their identity basically in the combination of the two. These opposites meet again in the identity of their purpose and end in the remaking of the world from above by the control of riches and from below by revolution. They're telling you what they're doing here. They're using the brake and the gas to do this. They want to create a new world order under their snake in a tree god, under this Kabbalist teaching, which also, by the way, is tied directly together with the Masonic lodges. You know, Albert Pike said if there wasn't the Kabbalah, if there wasn't the Zohar, there wouldn't be, you know, a Masonic lodge. It's all based in this. Now, basically, Bolshevism, they say, is the accelerator of the League of Nations, is the brake on the mechanism in which we supply both the motive force and the guiding power. This is from 100 years ago. Remember, that's what the League of Nations was. So they want to create this, basically, this satanic world where they're basically turning the everything's upside down. They seek a worldwide political, economic, and cultural monopoly institutionalized in world government. That's what these guys want. They want to have a new world order in which they control everything from the currency to the religion to the movement of people to the Hunger Games and a feudal-type society combined with fascism, communism, capitalism, all controlled by these guys. Think about what they're doing, and now they're using this coronavirus to do this. This is something that you've got to understand, and we've got to understand, and all of us have to understand, that we're in the final stages of a long-term operation by these satanic bankers and their Masonic lackeys to erect a world police state and to control us by fraud. Coronavirus right now, it's phased out, it's gone. Maintain your immune system through new antioxidants to control us by fraud and force. This has been achieved by a contrived New World Order, contrived coronavirus, contrived war on communism, contrived war on terror. And you can also look at World War II, the Cold War, and also the financial adversaries, how they get in the media. Here we have this group called, funded by George Soros, which is, again, a Rothschild cutout. It's like Bill Gates is a Rothschild cutout, in my opinion. Jeffrey Bezos is a Rothschild cutout, in my opinion. I told you about the guy in China a few months ago who's the richest guy in China who was making $6 a week, and they gave him a loan to the Rothschild Bank for like $30 million, and the only equity he had was $6 a week in income. I mean, I can't even make this stuff up. And then you got the Koch brothers who funded Control the Right. Again, They're cutouts. All of these guys are part of this cutout group, this cutout cult. You know, and they have to do what they're told to do. Otherwise, they start losing money or whatever. Now, you can also guarantee you guys that this extends to the media, ownership, advertising, universities, foundation, think tanks, measure that through the Frankfurt schools. All of this stuff, even mass protests like Occupy Wall Street are part of this dialectic. They've allowed it to happen. They can stop that anytime they wanted to. See, if all of these people who are protesting start saying, look, there's several things we've got to do. We've got to nationalize the Fed. We've got to create debt-free currency. We have to basically give the national debt back to the Rothschilds that they took on and tell them to pound salt to go away. Don't look back. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Go directly to jail. That's what we need to tell these guys. You also need an independent investigation of 9/11 and Building 7 and basically putting these people in jail. You've got to go back to Benghazi, and you've got to look at what Hillary Clinton did and what Barack Obama did and what they did to those CIA members in Benghazi to have them all killed because of Ambassador Stevens and the smuggling of weapons and children and everything else they were involved with over there. All of this stuff has to come out. You've got to expose it. But you notice Donald Trump was going to clean out the swamp, but he hasn't exposed any of this stuff. You know, Jeffrey Epstein suddenly gets killed in jail, which I don't believe he's dead for 1 second, because they didn't want all of this information. Well, why don't they release all the information they had on him? Why don't it all come out into the public domain? You know, we have to look at all the national political campaigns that are being funded by the CIA. We have to look at all the advertising being funded by the CIA. We have to take a look at all of Operation Mockingbird, which is the infiltration of the media by the CIA. All of this stuff has to be put out. And guys, none of it's being talked about. That's why I know Trump's not real. They haven't even stopped the dog on chemtrails. Then you got to break up these media monopolies. You've got to break up these Rothschild media monopolies. You got, what, you got five media monopoly, five huge corporations that control 95% of what you hear, think, and see? It's all brain training. It's all brain entrainment. It's all communism, basically scepterfuge, you know, just lies is all it is. It's propaganda. And so we have to understand this, we do. And remember, these guys, these Kabbalist bankers and this Babylonian money cartel, you know, and this Khazarian weird stuff they have goes all the way back to the ancient Canaanite religions and what they did in Rome, what they did in Jerusalem, and all the stuff they've done throughout the ages. I mean, they've been in this business of subverting the moral order for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. This started with the fallen angels. It started all the way back in the Garden of Eden. Now, you know, this group is just doing everything they possibly can to continue to take over their new world order. That's why Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. In the days of Noah, it was every thought was evil all time. I mean, you got to realize, look what's going on with all these dual citizens in the United States Congress. Nobody can talk about what's going on in the Middle East from Congress. They can't talk about it. You know, anyway, they can't be honest about it. If they are, they don't get back into office again. If there were 60 Russian congressmen and senators, dual Russian citizen congressmen and senators, all HE double sticks would break loose in Washington. Everybody said, you can't do that. If there were 60 of them from Germany, you couldn't do it. Japanese, Chinese, nobody said, no. But because of Zionism, we've been taught that basically if you say anything about Zionism, they get you with a cattle prod. You jump back and you go, that wasn't any fun. I just got zapped with a cattle prod. And so they teach you, and they've trained us like Pavlovian dogs not to discuss this. Think about it. Look what happened to James Traficant. He basically went in and went after this whole group. He did. He ended up in prison for 7 years. You need to read his information and look at some of his articles that he wrote and listen to some of his videos that he did. I mean, they were trying to arrest a guy for being a concentration guard guy. I think it was Ivan the Terrible, who wasn't even the right guy. He proved it wasn't the right guy, and he got eviscerated for it. Nobody else in Congress would talk about it. Now, I'm not saying the concentration camps weren't horrible, because they were. You know, there were a lot of horrible things that were done in World War II and World War I and in the Civil War and in the Vietnam War and in Iraq and Iran and all the things that are happening right now. But the thing, guys, is this, and even in Syria, we've got to be able to differentiate who's doing it and what the root cause is and how to stop it. And if we don't go back to the Kabbalist international banking cartels, if we don't go back to the Zohar and what they believe, it leaves a fundamental point of this entire discussion out, and nothing else makes any sense, because this spider web of these interlocking organizations and these interlocking groups all operate independently of each other to a certain point. And that's what makes it so difficult to say, hey, who took down Building 7? Who took down the Trade Towers? Who shot the plane down in Pennsylvania? What really hit the Pentagon? And all these different things start coming into play, like, well, what, who did all this? You mean the military was involved? You bet they were. You bet they were. You mean they were on stand-down operations during 9/11? You bet they were. You mean there was a giant hurricane off the coast of New York on the morning of 9/11? Oh, yeah, there was. You mean there could have been energy weapons used and they could have been pulling energy from these hurricanes? You need to read the book by Judy Wood. Where did the towers go? You need to read that book. I have it. All of these things are part of this web. But in the middle of this nexus, in the middle of this giant spider web with thousands of interlocking points over the thousands of years they've been doing this, in the middle of it is money. And it's this money, the old adage says, that makes the world go around. And it's the money that controls the congressmen. It's the money that buys their whores. It's the money that buys their drugs. It's the money that sets up the stings. It's all based upon where did the money go. That's why Jesus said, the love of money is the root of all evil. These guys at the center of this, their God is basically money and that snake in a tree. And they want to control everybody through a feudal system. In other words, it's not enough they own pretty much the blue chip corporations, which is why they're going back up in value this month. Because remember, they bought back their stocks, the corporations did, so they can't be sold again on the market unless they wanted to reissue those stocks. And so what's happening is they're able to control the value of the blue chip corporations. So when this whole thing comes to the other side, and these blue chip corporations like General Motors and all the rest of these big companies actually make stuff, are left standing, these same guys will own them again. They did it in Germany. They did it with the Weimar Republic. They said unless you own blue chip stocks or precious metals, you never made it through the Weimar Republic without going bankrupt. And this is their goal for all of us. They don't want you buying gold. They don't want you buying silver. They don't want you buying blue chip stocks. They want you basically just sitting back and going, oh, wow, what a mess this is. I'm going to just be here sitting and learn helplessness and not do anything and watch the world go around from the middle of the spider web. But when you go up to that spider web and you put a big laser dot, a little big pointer, and you touch to the middle, you go, this is who controls it. This is who's in the middle of the web. Suddenly they go, oh, you see us here. Oh. The other day it was interesting, and I didn't have a vision. I'm not going to say I had that, but I had it, just something happened, flashed through my mind. I started talking about the giant vampire squid and how they, you know, they, everybody, that's the Spanker cartel, by the way, and basically how the world had crawled under the covers with it, and they didn't realize what it would do to them. Okay, and I saw these these tentacles basically recoil and go up underneath like a couch it was weird. It's really weird because that doesn't usually happen to me. And when you speak about this stuff, you know, you think about it. They're hiding up underneath the bed. They're hiding underneath the back room. They're hiding up over in a ditch. And you point them out, and they recoil. They go back into the ditch. And you go, well, you kind of need to stay in the ditch, and we probably need to put about 1,000 gallons of gasoline in the ditch and throw a match in there. This is nuts. We need to get rid of this thing, whatever that was. That's the thing that we have here. We've got this thing, this giant Kabbalist thing that they use to sacrifice children, to sacrifice adults, to set up their global crime syndicates, their mafiosa groups, with all the different crime families, the Italian mafia, the Russian mafia, the Jewish mafia, the Irish mafia, the Japanese mafia. They run through organized crime and their international banks to run the money through. Because remember, you bring in trillions of dollars a year. You can't just bury it in the backyard if you're selling narcotics out of Afghanistan. You can't just dig a ditch and put it in the hole and say, okay, I'm going to bury the money. You got to put it back into the banking systems. You go out and buy more blue chip stocks, right? You can buy more stuff, control more people. You can't just bury the paper. So what they do, they have to set up their criminal banking enterprises, and they use the criminal banking enterprises to launder the money they're getting from all of this. This is a giant nexus controlled by that spider web with that group of bankers in the middle of it. And that's why you never hear anybody talk about the drugs coming out of Afghanistan except for pretty much us. We're it. Now, you know, Dave Hodges will talk about it some, and Tagman will a little bit. But we're the ones that primarily say, wait a minute, what about the $1.5 trillion that come in every year from the Afghanistan heroin narcotics? How about the fact that our troops have sent me pictures personally of them guarding the poppy fields and driving around in their MRAPs on the outside of the poppy fields being told not to damage the poppy plants in Afghanistan right now? But nobody talks about that because that's part of the crime nexus. And this is the problem that we have. The alt shows have been compromised in most cases. And I told you guys, 90-95% of them don't tell you what I'm telling you right now. They don't tell you this because they don't want you to know this, because this is the whole picture. This is it. I'm just giving you the whole picture. You have the Council of 300 and all the different peoples and the Bilderberger groups, the Bohemian Grove. All of this ties back into that same nexus. And they're all being used as a top of the next layer of that pyramid to exert control over all these different organizations on the planet, which goes right back to the fact that we gave our control to our political leaders that are corrupt. They gave it all control to the secret societies and the CIA, who then are controlled by the International Banking Cartel, this group I'm telling you about right now, who then answer directly to Lucifer, or we'd call, they call him, they don't call him Lucifer. That's why they say they don't believe in Satan. But if you ask them if they believe in Ein Sof, ask them that question. Then all of a sudden, now there's like deafening silence. That's what they want to do. Now, this guy, this snake thing, he's not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere at once. They know that. And so they have to set up a 5G system, a computer network matrix, kind of like in that movie, in which that it will know everything that you think all the time, as it was in the days of Noah, where every thought of every man was evil all of the time. This is where they're heading us to. This morning I read an article that Bill Gates had put out. I'm posting it on the website. It's from his website. And he's talking about the different steps of vaccines and how it's imperative that every single person gets vaccinated. My response is, with what? Who's going to do that? How are you going to vaccinate 7 billion people? I mean, how do you set up a plan like that? I mean, how do you do that without tyranny being involved, without going house to house with giant military personnel caravans? Because you're going to have a lot of people going to say, I'm going to get a shot. And then you're going to have military intervention and shooting of civilians. And it's going to be a nightmare, especially when they've got a country with 300 million guns like the United States. People aren't going to let you eject something into their children. Now, if they're old and they're going, whatever, I'm going to die anyhow, who cares? Now, some people have that attitude. But you start talking about their kids and their grandkids and their great-grandchildren, they're going to get snippy about that. They're going to say, well, I don't think we're going to do that today. See, and this is what we all have to do. We all have to get snippy. We got to say, no, we know you. We know you, giant vampire-sucking blood, low-life squid thing that's in the ditch out back that needs to have napalm poured on it. We know you. And we can say then, get thee behind me, Satan. For I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I commit my plans to the Lord, therefore they will succeed. That's the attitude we've got to take. And we've got to expose it, shine a floodlight on it, and let people know who's doing it. And guys, unless we do this, unless we talk about this, it isn't going to go away. It's just going to keep getting worse. My gosh, look how easily they took away the churches. Look how easily they said, you can't go to church on Easter Sunday. Well, we just had communion here. We had Easter Sunday services here at my house. My whole family was here. My Sharon's mom, you know, my mother-in-law, she was there via Skype or via Snapchat or whatever, or Facebook or FaceTime or whatever it was. You know, we had a service here at the house. We all had communion. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And see, this is the battle that's been going on for thousands of years. This is the battle that we have to look at and say, yeah, I see that now. I see it now. It is this group against Christianity. Like I said, they don't go into mosques and fine them for worshiping Allah. When's the last time you've seen the Hindus fined or the Buddhists fined or anybody fined but Christians in the United States as far as worshiping and going freely and unmolested on their way to their place of worship? Guys, it's that same group. It's the same group that has this giant gay fest out at, you know, Bohemian Grove. You know, that's what Nixon called it. He said it called it something different, but I'm not going to quote him, foul-mouthed he was. You know, but at least he knew what those guys were. You know, and their giant gay orgies and weirdo stuff and all the whores and all the sick stuff they do out there. It's that same group that controls all of these different groups. And you say, well, that's why it seems so odd. You got this group, that group, this group, that group, this group, that group. No, no, no. They all have to come through to the same group for their money. The money is what makes the world go around. And that's why these Kabbalist international bankers at the highest levels control the planet, because we've given them authority. Woodrow Wilson, the worst president in the history of this country. Worst. I mean, he gave it over to the Kabbalist bankers. He did. You know, Lincoln would be the second worst president. And then there's probably FDR would be the third worst president. And after John F. Kennedy, everybody got crappy anyhow, except for Reagan, who they shot, and then he turned crappy for 8 years. All these things are being controlled by the same group. Then, if you want to really get technical in here, now you got to throw the interdimensional entities that they call up. That's the demonic stuff that they get involved in. And all of these things that happen with Roswell. Then it gets really weird. Okay? Because then all of a sudden, these things start coming out into the open and start having all these meetings with all these world leaders and saying, okay, this is what you're going to do, that's what you're going to do, setting it from the OSS to the CIA to this completely separate secret government. But 9/11 in our time, in our lifetime, was the trigger that pushed us to Patriot Act and all of the other things, and all of that was pushed through by the Kabbalist bankers. Because whatever these entities things, these things are that they worship and that they honor, these things don't like human beings. Number one, they're mad because you were given a soul and you were created in God's image. That's number one. They hate you because of that. And number two, they want to be you. They're jealous of you on top of everything else. And they're doing everything they can in their power, as their master does, to come rob, kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what we're involved in here. We're involved in a spiritual war that could go hot in this dimension. Yeah, it could, because we don't know what the heck's going to happen down the road, especially if these guys start running around door-to-door with the syringes. So, guys, stay frosty. And if shows aren't telling you what I just told you, now I'm being really direct right now, you need to really evaluate what you're listening to, because you can't just let them pick little threads. The little threads are what cause the vision. You got to look at the whole spider web. Yeah, I went a lot longer than I was supposed to this morning. Austin, what do you think, bud?
Well, you're exactly right on it. I mean, the issue that we're starting to see, I mean, with everything, is that they are just going to completely and totally keep pushing this as long as they can. That's the whole kicker about this that everybody has to understand. In Georgia now, I got the article actually a couple of days ago. It happened on Tuesday, and I completely forgot about it. It was on my desk with a bunch of other articles I'm trying to get to. Georgia now, Georgia, the state of Georgia, has been kicking off door-to-door COVID-19 voluntary blood collections. Georgia's Department of Public Health recently announced, in cooperation with both Fulton County and DeKalb County, the Board of Health, that to learn more about the spread of COVID-19, the investigation has commenced that is leading government officials to make random stops at randomly selected residents and ask random citizens to voluntarily give their blood. Georgia's Health wants to know the percentage of people in the community who've been infected with the virus that caused the COVID-19. But it's completely voluntary. Georgia's DPH made that clear. They said teams will be visiting randomly selected homes in Fulton and counties to ask resident questions about their health and to collect blood samples for an antibody test. Participation is voluntary, and you can ask investigation teams any question you have before agreeing to participate. Now, a lot of people are going to go, oh, so it's voluntary. They're not forcibly doing it. No, duh, they're not forcibly doing it. It would start a gun war in Georgia if they started forcibly collecting blood. But here's the kicker on this. This is what you got to think about. This is what you got to think about. You got to think outside the box. Why in the world have the government officials put a notification in people's mailboxes or send them the email? Or put it on social media, or put it on television, asking for citizens to volunteer to be a part of a COVID-19 blood test? Why are they randomly selecting random houses to go door to door in a different manner? That's a whole different ball game as far as when it comes to pressure. I've dealt with law enforcement numerous times, many times in my life, especially in my younger years. When you open the door, and you have multiple sheriffs or multiple agents or whatever you're dealing with at the door, it's not a comfortable feeling. All of a sudden you're going, whoa, okay. First thing that goes to my head, no, you do not have consent to come in my home. Boom. Second, I need to have my attorney present before I answer any questions. B, next thing is to go, no, I am not giving you any of my blood, nor am I going to answer any questions other than what a beautiful day it is. Hope you guys have a blessed day. Go on your way now. I'm going to close the door and go freely unmolested in my house. But pressuring a lot of people that don't know how to handle that situation, because a lot of people have not been in that situation. All of a sudden, hey, we're from the government. We're here to help. We're trying to, you know, locate the COVID-19 problem. Would you voluntarily like to give us some blood to help? You know, it's for the greater good. It's for your protection, too, because we can find out what's really happening. You may have already been cured, so you could really help out a lot of people. Would you mind doing that? Well, I don't know. Well, you know, it's not a big deal. You know, you don't have to if you don't want to, but, you know, we're just saying it would really help out a lot of people. You may actually save lives. Do you want to save lives, sir? Well, yeah, of course I want to save lives. Well, if you want to save lives and you don't want to kill people, don't you want to just voluntarily give us your blood? Do you want to kill people? No. I don't want to kill people. Why? No. Oh, well, if you don't want to kill people, sir, then you want to help people. If you'd like to help people, would you voluntarily give us your blood, sir? Sure. Fine. Okay. You mind if we come in the house? We can set everything up. It'll just take a few minutes. Don't mind us. It'll be real quick. Don't worry about it. Yeah, sure, I guess. Okay, I'm so glad you don't want to kill people and you want to help people. It'll be just a minute. And just like that, they talked you into giving your blood away. And you're going to think about it the rest of the day. And you're going to go, why in the world did I do that? How in the world did they coerce me into doing that? Happens that fast, guys. This is why they're going house to house to do blood draws. This is why they're not putting it in an email or a phone call or a mailbox or social media. They're going house to house to intimidate people into surrendering their blood for more DNA testing. Now, what are they going to do with all this blood? I don't know. I'll tell you right now. They're claiming that allegedly they're going to use it for COVID-19 testing. But as we know a long time ago, when you start giving your blood and your DNA away, especially in a situation like this, you know, you better really question where it's actually going, because it's going to be questionable on all things. Now it goes back into another situation that just happened in Kentucky. This is very troubling. This is actually written by James Madison, attorney from Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Now, this one is going to wake you up, and this is going to go right back into what I talked about with confrontation with law enforcement at your front door. So please listen to this. A Kentucky couple is now being fully investigated by Child Protective Services. Why? Because her and her husband took their 5 kids to the bank to basically set up a joint account. Most of their children were too young to be left in a vehicle without adult supervision, so the couple brought all 5 of their kids into the bank because they had nobody to watch them and they didn't want to bring anybody to the house to babysit, and both parents needed to be in to sign the papers. And so apparently now this is no longer the land of the free, and you can no longer travel freely with your family any longer. And so what's happened is now Jim Madison, attorney representation of them, he said, they went in. The teller immediately interrogated Bill and Christy, which is that's not their real name. That's what they're giving them their names for their protection right now, and asked them why they brought their 5 kids into the bank. Christy told the teller that they could not get with basically, you know, they couldn't leave them in the car, and they had to essentially keep them inside. The teller said that they were not allowed to be within 6 feet of one another, and they needed to take the children out. Christy explained the children were way too young to be unsupervised, and neither she nor Bill could take them elsewhere because the couple were opening a joint account. They both had to be present. While Bill stayed with the children away from the counter, Christy opened the account as the numerous tellers behind the staff whispered and gave them glares. When the family got home, listen to this, guys. When the family got home from the bank an hour and a half later, a police officer and a Child Protective Service worker were waiting in their driveway on them to arrive. The 2 officials, a law enforcement and CPS, said they were there to do a safety check on the children because they received an anonymous complaint that they were in public with a man that was not their father and they had numerous bruises on their arms. After forcing Child Protective Services and law enforcement basically told the parents that they had to make the child take off his shirt, the boy, to do a full-blown assessment on him. Then they basically insisted that the girls have a full examination as well. Imagine this, the CPS workers found no bruises on the kids. Christy and Bill's 10-year-old daughter in particular felt extremely uncomfortable and extremely uneasy with her privacy being invaded. After seeing that the children not have any bruises, the Child Protective Services then asked why the children had no prior school history, and if they were homeschooled, they demanded to see their homeschool curriculum. Christy explained that basically the children were homeschooled and that they did not want to basically put them in public school because they believe homeschooling was better. The caseworker then told that she pulled up their record and that the children had not undergo a current physical examination. Christy argued that she could not get an appointment because of COVID-19 and she felt it was much riskier to try to take the children to the doctor's office right now for a physical exam they didn't need. Christy explained that she's also currently pregnant and didn't think it was basically wise to go. The investigator refused to understand her concerns and insisted the children be examined and wrote them up for further investigation by Child Protective Services. Now, of course, they have gotten attorneys involved now. Homeschool Legal Defense Association is now basically involved in this as well. And now going back to this whole situation. This is not going to stop. This is going to get worse. Child Protective Services, in some cases, not all cases, sometimes there really are situations where children need to be brought out of bad homes. You have parents that are on drugs, they're on dope, they're bringing bad things in the house. That's a completely different story, and I'm not talking about that. In some cases, Child Protective Services are told to target certain individuals because of their beliefs, because of their schooling, because of their background, for whatever reason. Doesn't matter what the situation is going on. It doesn't matter if everything's safe. They are basically told to target them. And also in some cases, Child Protective Services has a duty to seize X amount of kids and pull them out of houses. Now, a lot of people don't talk about that. They get reimbursed from foster care, and foster care gets reimbursed from the state and from the Fed to have X amount of children. So there's a monetary incentive to seize kids. We'll just leave that there. If you are caught in a current situation like this, now some states are different with Child Protective Services and law enforcement, but in almost all cases, you have the right to counsel immediately. You do not have to comply with them as far as and say, oh, okay, we're going to let you do blood draws on them. Okay, we're going to let you do a full-blown investigation. You can say, hey, we're going to comply. We're going to comply with you guys. But our attorney has to be present. You pretty much always have the right to have your attorney present in that situation. Now, this situation is very strange because they had a fake, basically, accusation put on them, which is not uncommon. People are going to start snitching more and more and more. We've already seen this all across the country. We've had numerous cases that I've gotten emails from where people have been having little birthday parties, where they've had little gatherings, where they've had people over, and all of a sudden the law enforcement shows up. They say, yeah, we had an anonymous complaint. You had a gathering of more than 10 people. This isn't going to stop. So I encourage people, use wisdom whenever you have people coming over and use wisdom where you take your kids. Now, apparently, this family did not have the option to not take their kids to the bank for whatever reason. Now, me personally, I hate banks. I'll tell you that right now. I cannot stand banks. Banks are one of the main reasons we are in this situation right now. And I'm not talking about the tellers on the low level. Now, they obviously, these tellers were completely, totally complicit in turning these people in. Obviously, that's the whole reason it started, was because the tellers. But in most cases, they have no idea what's going on. Banks are designed to take your money, to keep your money, to make vast amounts of interest off your money and give you literally pennies that they throw in the toilet and tell you to go dig them out. That's basically what banks are designed to do. So I encourage people, don't take your children to the bank. Try not to take your children, especially in like this, to situations where they're going to be exposed to large amounts of people that may possibly scrutinize them. I don't know the entire backstory with this family, but use wisdom right now, because anything you do when taking your kids out is going to be scrutinized right now. Anything you do, I mean, I walked in the other day, I told you, I walked into Lowe's the other day, and there were people looking at me. I didn't have a mask on. Like, everybody had a mask on but me. They were looking at me like I had the black plague. I mean, just glaring at me because I wasn't wearing a mask. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'd like to travel freely, unmolested on my way without a mask on since we've had a whopping 400 cases of COVID-19 in a two-month period in a county that has a population of over 800,000 people. Forgive me for not being a good little sheep. This is what people need to think about right now. Understand what people are doing. Understand that we're turning into a snitch state, and we're intentionally, the government is intentionally encouraging people to snitch on one another. This is something that's very, very important, and people need to realize it. For instance, and this is why I always tell everybody, you need to be armed as well. These incidents are getting worse and worse and worse as far as with robberies, muggings, and so forth. BJ Baldwin of Baldwin Motorsports in Las Vegas just got involved in a gunfight and a justified homicide at a burger joint last week. This came out. BJ Baldwin, Baldwin Motorsports, they both do a bunch of cool stuff with race cars. Him and his wife were in the parking lot of a local In-N-Out Burger, which I've been there before in Las Vegas. A big, big burger joint there. It's not that good, though. I thought they'd be better. It's not that good. Regardless, they went there. One of the men in the parking lot drew his gun on Baldwin. Now, Baldwin, if you guys know him, he's very proficient. He has 3-gun matches as well. He's very, very fast on the draw. He was carrying, of course, and basically 2 guys walked up. One of them drew a gun. Baldwin immediately drew down on him. They said 15 rounds were exchanged. The one individual that was trying to rob him or whatever he was doing was killed on the scene. The other guy basically fled and was caught later. Baldwin and his wife were not injured, thank goodness. But again, this is why I encourage everybody, if you can legally do so, stay armed on a regular basis. Now, you also need to have, well, self-defense training. Just not, I'm not talking about firearms. I'm talking hand-to-hand. At least know how to defend yourself. Blocks, takedowns, strikes, pressure points. Making sure that if you lose your gun or you don't have it on you, you still try to have the ability to defend yourself. But having a firearm right now and legally being able to concealed carry it or open carry it, whichever you prefer. I prefer concealed. It gives you the element of surprise. And training with it. Add that on there. Don't be that guy that buys a gun at the gun store and then puts it in a safe, or worse, puts it in his holster and has no idea how to operate his weapon or be proficient with his weapon, including accuracy, including knowing your backdrop when you get in a gunfight, if you get in a gunfight, knowing how to reload, knowing the difference between cover and concealment. These are all really crucial elements of carrying a firearm. Just because you have a gun on you does not mean you are going to protect yourself or others. You may very well be a liability to yourself and others, especially if you do not know what you're doing. So I commend Baldwin. I saw a bunch of stuff on social media again about it. He basically thanked a lot of people, actually wrote a really nice post about the whole situation, and you know, again, he was prepared, he was ready, the situation happened, and he responded immediately. You want it to be autonomous. If something happens, you don't want to sit there and go, oh man, where's my gun at? Oh, I have it on my hip right here. Oh, I need to draw it. Oh, I should draw it and shoot this guy maybe if he's about to kill me. No! If you see a gun pointed in your direction, there is no more downtime. There is no more, hey, let's think about this for a second. He is drawing a weapon and pointing at you with deadly force. That means you have the right to defend yourself in pretty much almost every state if somebody draws a weapon on you. Again, know your local laws. If there are in some areas, you live in a communist state, some communist states are real weird about that. But in most cases, if you're on a public setting and somebody does that, know your laws. But again, Las Vegas is very, very open as far as with their firearm laws. They're very similar to Florida or Nevada in general. So again, know what you're doing, stay prepared, and use situational awareness and keep your eyes open when you're out in public. Because I promise you, the worse the economy gets, the worse the food issue has that were happening, I'm going to talk about this in a second with Dad, the more often you're going to see this happen, Dad.
You're right, Austin. In fact, I tell you what, this past weekend, you know, my daughter sang some songs at a studio. She's always wanted to do that, so I got her a studio for an hour. And one of the songs she sang was Holy, Holy, Holy. I'm going to play that right now. Now I'm going to step away again. I'm going to say, how many other shows in alt media have you ever heard a song, Holy, Holy, Holy? Now, well, here's why I'm doing that. And we talked about a lot of stuff today, about all these Kabbalist bankers and all that stuff. I serve the great I am. And I love this song. And I tell you what, guys, it's going to be a blessing to you. This is posted at the Health Masters news site, also on our Facebook page. We got her, the 4 songs she did, Jesus Take the Wheel. You know, there's something in the water. She's got a great voice. You're going to love it. So, Todd, go ahead and cue up this song. I want you guys to hear this. And, by the way, I'll also be on with Hagman tonight. I wanted to mention that in case I don't come back. I'll let Austin finish the show. But listen to this song and let it minister to you. Go ahead, Todd.
Early in
I wanted Savannah to sing that for you guys today. It ministered to me so much. Go ahead and finish up the show. Guys, thank you for listening to that. I wanted to give praise and glory to the great I am today. You know, I tell you what, you know, we've got to praise God for who he is, for his abilities and what he does for us, and for the way he continually directs and guides our courses, for the fact that he's allowed this show to even be on the air. Also, go ahead and finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys tonight on Hagman.
Yes, absolutely, Bud. And that was an excellent song. Excellent voice. My sister has, definitely has a set of lungs. She can sing incredible. I did not, however, get that trait. But I have other benefits that I can still, you know, contribute to everybody. But she does have an amazing voice. And again, one other story that I wanted to touch base on. You know, we've been talking about, you know, how Tyson Foods put that ad out in the New York Times, and a lot of these other companies have been talking about food shortages, and prices have been going up. There's no doubt about it. I've seen it, you know, at Greenwise, at Publix, beef prices, chicken prices, if you can even get them, they're all going through the roof. What's interesting now, I'm starting to find some more research, and I'm going to go into this more on Monday. I'm going to do some more research on it, and I encourage you guys to look as well. But Bill Gates and multiple food corporations, including Tyson Foods, have been heavily backing the lab-grown meat research for the last 3 years. And that's essentially where they take meat cells and they mix them and they basically grow them in a petri dish. Very, very weird stuff. And they've been trying to get full FDA approval on all kinds of different forms of it. Had a very difficult time with a lot of these groups because nobody really knows the long-term effects of eating food that's grown in a petri dish. Very weird. But now we find out that Bill Gates has been a huge, huge financier of that, as has Tyson Foods. And so just be ready, because there's a high probability you're going to start seeing this stuff come out in the media in the next couple months on the way to feed the people. And it's a great option, because what a clever, sinister, sadistic way to try to force this on the people, to shut down the meat packing plants, to shut down the distributors, to shut down a lot of the farmers. They can't farm. And then turn around and say, hey, we have an alternative. We have lab-grown meat now that you guys can enjoy, peasants. Very weird stuff. So I encourage you to look up on that. Be aware of it. That's why I continue to tell everybody, make sure you have some stored food, whether you get buckets from us, the organic food buckets, or you're buying food at the store. It doesn't matter to me. Just buy food. A self-sufficient, prepared neighborhood, prepared family, prepared group is somebody that's very difficult to control, especially when they're armed. Because you have food, you have water, you have security, and you have the God Almighty at the very top. And that's a stiff combo to try to go up against. So I encourage everybody to stay well prepared. Please be sure to check out the website if you need anything. Healthmasters.com. Also, vote for what you want to see win next week as product of the week. We have a lot of cool products that are up there, including the Total Rest, Ultimate Multiple Chewables that you can vote on. The product of the week currently is the Prostate Support. That's our prostate formula with a very high dose of zinc and other nutrients that maintain healthy prostate. And that's on sale right now for 10% off. So be sure to check that out on the website at healthmasters.com. I know Dad's going to be on Hagman tonight. I was on it last couple weeks. Great show. Love being on there with Doug. We always bounce back a lot of stuff, and I'm sure Dad's show is going to be equally as awesome today. But I encourage everybody, make your voice heard. Make a statement. Be awake. Be aware. I mean, let people know the truth. If they don't want to hear it, that's fine. They don't have to hear it. Everybody has a right not to hear it if they don't want to. Everybody has a right to not do things. You know, I dealt with a subcontractor the other day I was getting a bid from. And, you know, they came out and gave me a bid, and then I saw tried to get a hold of them for days, never heard back from them. Then I finally got a hold of them. They picked up the phone, and they basically said, hey, we've decided no longer to do business with you because we basically, you haven't made a decision fast enough yet, is essentially what they said. And it was a local roofing company. I said, okay. I said, well, let me know. I'm going to make sure that I give you guys a horrible review to anybody that asks me about you, considering the fact that you have the right to refuse service. You have the right to disagree. You have the right not to work with me. But at least come to me and speak your mind and say, hey, bud, we're not going to be able to do this. Don't make me hunt you down and try to find out what's going on when I've been waiting for a bid for a week and you guys have basically been ignoring me. Very unprofessional. The exact same way we have going on right now. If you go around somebody, speak your mind, talk to them, get the information out there. If they don't want to hear it, that's fine. They don't have to. They can disagree with you and go on their merry way. But you have the responsibility to show them the truth. And if they choose not to see it or believe it or even research it, that's on them at that point. So again, thank you for the support. Healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Go outside. Get some fresh air. Do something fun. Hang with your kids. Have a blast. Be safe. Stay frosty. I'll talk to you guys again on this show Monday, as always.